Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the New York Giants and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Rucker. Batting second. The second baseman, George Houseman. Batting third. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Medwick. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Gerges. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Al Gardella. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Feldman. Pitching for the New York Giants, Harry Feldman. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Mack. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Chuck Workman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carden Gillenwater. Batting sixth. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Drews. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Whitey Wiedelman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Logan. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Bob Logan. And now, play ball. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker hits a fly ball into right field. Workman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman hits a line drive towards short. Wiedelman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Drews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Rucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lombardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Joost juggles the ball. That's an error on Joost. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Workman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater strikes out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Drews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Houseman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Massey moves to third. Bob Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feldman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedemann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Gardella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardella hits a pop-up towards short. Wiedemann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Feldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feldman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Joost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Medwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a fly ball into left field. Medwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Houseman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Rucker hits a line drive into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman is 0 for 1 in the game. Houseman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Joost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0 for 1 in the game. Workman hits a fly ball into center field. Rucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0 for 1 in the game. Gillenwater strikes out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lombardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Medwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedemann misplays the ball. That's an error on Wiedemann. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lombardi hits a fly ball into right field. Workman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into left field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Medwick moves to second. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Joost juggles the ball. That's an error on Joost. Medwick moves to third. Al Gardella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardella is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Drews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drews is 0-for-1 in the game. Drews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wiedelman hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Houseman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Feldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feldman is 0-for-1 in the game. Feldman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Joost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Rucker hits a fly ball into center field. Gillen Water settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman is 0-for-2 in the game. Houseman bunts towards third. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Houseman moves to third. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 0-for-2 in the game. Medwick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Drews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Medwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-2 in the game. Lombardi hits a pop-up towards short. Wiedelman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into left field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Gardella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kerr. The throw from Massey and he is safe. Kerr steals second. Al Gardella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardella is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardella hits a fly ball into right field. Workman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0-for-2 in the game. Workman hits a fly ball into center field. Rucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-2 in the game. Gillenwater hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gillenwater moves to third. Frank Drews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drews is 0-for-2 in the game. Drews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gillenwater scores. Massey moves to third. It's 1-0, Braves. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wiedelman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lombardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-2 in the game. Logan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gardella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Hudson pinch hits for Harry Feldman. Johnny Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 0-for-3 in the game. Rucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Houseman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rucker moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 0-for-3 in the game. Medwick hits a pop-up into left field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ace Adams now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gerges fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Houseman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Houseman. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Holmes moves to third. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0-for-3 in the game. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gardella juggles the ball. That's an error on Gardella. Holmes scores. Mack moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Braves. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gerges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mack scores. Workman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Braves. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Massey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rucker. Massey reaches second base with a double. Workman scores. Gillenwater moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Braves. Frank Drews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Drews hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wiedelman is walked intentionally. Bob Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-3 in the game. Logan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-3 in the game. Lombardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Treadway pinch runs for Ernie Lombardi. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Logan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Treadway moves to second. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Filipovich pinch hits for Al Gardella. Steve Filipovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Filipovich hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill DeKooning pinch hits for Ace Adams. Bill DeKooning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeKooning strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 4, and New York Giants, 0. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.